tenants of former years, when some of the older ones get talking, many a story is told, sometimes very humorous ones. I can relate the story of being sent down to Dan Lace's for 4 pennyworth of syrup. He took the empty jars from me and went into the back room to get the syrup. Returning to me, he asked for the fourpence. I told him the money was still there in the bottom of the jar. So he looked at it, and then he took it off me again and told me to go home for another fourpence. Again, a lady would send me down to Dan's to purchase snuff. It was used a lot by the old fishermen in those days. On my return, she would wag a finger at me and tell me not to tell her husband about the snuff. On me promising not to tell, she produced an apple and a halfpenny for me to choose for doing the message. I forget the choices I made. I suppose I would have them different these. But I was sure that her husband would know all about the snuff, as the whole house was reeking with it. And you remember Walter Watterson? He was a pianist in Port St. Mary for some time. He used to be a message boy in Betsy Dibbs. So I heard about this story about him. So I put it into poetry. And this is it. The port is changing with the times. The shops that's in are not the same. One little one's gone this long time now, a shop that had a well-known name. In Port Lebarra High Street there, we youngsters went for sweets and pop, just down below the Sunday School, to Betsy Dibbs's grocer's shop. She was just nicknamed Betsy Dibb. Miss Callister was her real name. This was a branch of Douglas Dibbs, so Betsy Dibbs as it became. She used to have an errand boy. He'd get the handcart after school to fetch what Dibbs's would send up. Things came by railway as a rule. She'd different boys from time to time. Some would be sacked for giving cheek, and others left to start a trade. The pay was 1 and 6 a week. One boy she had could serve as well. A rip was Walter, full of jeal, and sometimes he'd be left in charge while Betsy had her midday meal. One dinner time a boy came in, and there was Walter on his own. Herself had done the window up, all sorts of different sweets were shown. Between the window and the shop were big glass bottles on a shelf, Manx knobs and caramels inside, and Walter used to help himself. This boy was after sugar sweets, those horseshoe ones, with charms and rings. Right down against the glass they were, impossible to reach the things. Then Walter stood up on a box to reach in for the sweets he tried. His shoulder caught against the shelf, 3 bottles were knocked down inside. What now? But Walter looked around. The cat was sleeping in a chair. He took and grabbed him with a burst of speed and flung him in the window there. The boy then disappeared outside. He thought he'd go before Betsy came. The switch could wait another day. He didn't want to get the blame. Poor Walter caught it from herself, for Betsy sure could rant and shout. The boy saw all this from outside, saw Betsy giving him a clout. The smaller was on Walter then, as he went up to meet the train, for Betsy'd made him stay from school to do the window up again. The tide's gone in and out since then, no longer is there sweets and food. There's lots of folks remember well where Betsy Dibbs' shop once stood.